This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Energy Agency today forecast that non-OPEC countries will cut growth in crude production this year, even as OPEC promises to keep pumping with the low prices. Note that this doesn't mean that output will fall. It's about slowing the rate of growth. In the U.S., shale oil companies use hydraulic fracturing, and beyond all the chemicals pumped into the ground, the process requires an enormous amount of sand. Large mines have turned parts of rural Wisconsin inside out, and when officials in Trempealeau County, Wisconsin, tried to limit this, the mining companies got creative, as Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
In mid-2013, the Trempealeau County Board declared a year-long moratorium on new mining permits. But the county only regulates mining in unincorporated areas, so mining companies went to some of the cities of Trempealeau County and asked to be annexed, like Independence, population 1,363, now home to two sand mines. Mayor Audie Becker says Independence needed a shot in the arm.
And as you see, there's not a lot of people standing outside that door waiting to bring a GM factory in here.
Sometimes there's cash up front. One company offered $1.5 million to the city of Blair, population 1,379 plus two mines, if the city annexed another site. Cities like Blair and Independence offer more permissive rules for mines than the county does. With annexations, more than half a dozen different ordinances now regulate sand mining in the county.
So it's chaos.
That's Jack Spierstra, who represents a third layer of local government, townships that provide services to rural parts of the county. Land getting annexed into a city like Independence comes out of a township like Lincoln, where Spierstra is the board chair. And when his constituents have problems, like with noise or light from mines that become their neighbors on newly annexed land, they get caught in the middle.
They call the county, and the county says, well, it's in the city jurisdiction. You know, who do you call, you know?
Lincoln and another town are suing Independence to prevent one proposed annexation. The mine site is far from the city limit, connected by a strip of land, and Wisconsin courts have ruled against these balloon-on-a-string annexations before. Meanwhile, Spiercer's got a dairy farm to run. He takes a stipend of $400 a month to serve as town chair, and I ask him, is it usually in his job description to negotiate with publicly traded companies?
No. I've done this for 25 years, and in the first 25 years, I probably had contact with attorneys for different things once every 4 or 5 years at the most.
Now, he talks to lawyers 3, 4, 5 times a week. In Trempealeau County, Wisconsin, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.